This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. Or you can always hit us up on the X at CLE Talking Heads. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. We're going to catch up with Curtis Danberg coming up at 1140. He's from the Guardians, Vice President of Communications and Community Impact. The lights are on over there. They got all kinds of good stuff that's going to happen at the ballpark over the summer. So he's going to get us ready, especially when you can feel the warmth of the pitchers and catchers reporting out in Goodyear. So
the warmth of the pitchers and catchers.
Can't you feel that?
I feel something. I thought it was
close
gas.
Close your eyes. Close your eyes.
Gas.
Close your eyes.
Not gas.
Ready?
Okay.
Dream of Arizona.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm dreaming.
Is it now? Are you warmed up a little bit? Does that make you feel better?
I feel great, Andy.
It's like when we were kids at school, on really, really hot days where we didn't have air conditioning, the teacher would turn off the lights and say, mentally, you will feel cooler. And we did.
It's the way you went for it.
Thank you.
At Heights High, huh?
Thank you. No. In elementary school? Yeah, I was like 6 years old. Nice.
That's beautiful.
All the Mensa stuff. Thank you, Mr. Luffel. Thank you, Mrs. Shaw.
Very nice.
Chris Rowe is also going to join us at 1 o'clock. Jeff, Super Bowl's in the rearview mirror. We know this is a copycat league, right?
Yeah.
What happens next for a team like the Browns, and what can they learn from, you know, maybe not even the Super Bowl, but even the AFC and NFC championship games? What do you think we can learn from these four teams, if not? I mean, I have a huge point on the Eagles that I think we can all just kind of chill out on and think about. I'll get to that in a second. You tell me you.
Well, not to be too obvious, in most cases, you need really good quarterback play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's real clear. If you don't have really good quarterback play, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to Jalen Hurts here, you can have good quarterback play on a really good team. I mean, it's to me, it's pretty basic. There are a couple of other things. Teams ran the ball fairly well.
Well, let's just go through this one at a time. Just a quarterback, straight up.
You better have, at the very least, quarterback play that doesn't hurt you.
Agree.
Right? I mean, at the very least, quarterback play that doesn't hurt you. And doesn't get in the way of success. Now, the Browns have had quarterback play that gets in the way of success. Even with Jameis throwing the ball around, you know, he made terrible mistakes.
Right.
That got in the way of success. Deshaun hasn't contributed anything. So there's that. You know, Patrick Mahomes, good. Josh Allen, good.
So
Jalen Hurts, good.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
That's easy.
All right, so is this a fair question or not? Do we overvalue the quarterback position?
Oh, no, you don't over quarterback. You've got to have it.
Yeah, I understand you have to have it, but at what extent? Like, does everyone need to have Patrick Mahomes outside of the last game in the Super Bowl? Is that the only way to win a Super Bowl? No, I think we saw that on Sunday, that you don't have to have this amazing, really, really talented, and maybe a little bit lucky. I think all quarterbacks have to be a little bit lucky, too, right? Especially with the way they thread the needle. Every quarterback in the NFL, there's a little bit of luck involved in some of this
stuff. But really good quarterbacks on not good teams aren't playing for conference championships.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's a perfect example. Joe Burrow's about as good as you get.
But where do they end up?
Well, valid point.
So, again, if you're the Browns, what can you learn from that? CBS wrote a really, really good story about just kind of some of the things that you can learn from this, lessons learned other NFL teams can learn from the Eagles Super Bowl. Cody Benjamin is the guy that wrote it. And I thought he hit the nail on the head on a couple of these key points. And the one that I like totally agreed with and something that I had thought about too was, you know, it wasn't that long ago you were looking at Philly and you're saying, man, they are completely off the rails. Like, what's going on here? And, you know, they weren't winning games either. That was another problem. Like, you know, you walk out of the 2023 season and what they dropped like 7 of the last 8 or something like that. And they easily could have just said, all right, let's blow this whole thing up again and try to do that. But then they stuck with Nick Sirianni.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost 6 of their last 7 in that 2023 season. And we all remember it. Philly fans were going crazy. They were like, I mean, they were saying fire him in the beginning of the season this year. And so I mean, it's just part of it is patience. And I know I'm a part of that group
yeah.
too. That, like, you don't want to hear it, but sometimes you can reap the benefits if you're just a little bit patient and you make sure that your draft picks stick and you take care of those draft picks early on in their career so you extend them if you believe in them for the future and not have to sit around and battle with them to see if they want to stick around. So it's almost like a Guardians approach to it too, right? Like the Guardians will bring guys in when they're young and they'll try to sign them long term so that they don't have to battle through the contract game. And if you look at the Eagles, you know, they kind of did that too. And that they were able to do that and then just, you know, bring in some new coordinators, try to fix some of the things that were in their way when they were coming out of that 2023 season, and they stuck with it. You know, they had patience.
Yeah, the one thing about this too, I keep going back to the Commanders on this, because the Commanders weren't very good last year. That, if you're thinking of the Browns, that's reason to think, you know, if you make some good moves, you can spin this thing around a little bit. So the patience is one thing, but good moves are better than patience, Andy.
Well, adding Saquon Barkley, right? There's a good move for Philly.
For Philly.
Yeah.
For the Commanders, adding Jaden Daniels.
Right.
And adding Dan Quinn. In their situation, they wanted a new coach.
And maybe changing ownership didn't hurt any either.
Well, there were things that happened there. But, you know, that's... If you're gonna look at the Chiefs and the Bills and think, oh my God, the Browns are so far away, you can look at the Commanders and think, well, if you make some good moves here, maybe you can put a competitive team on the field and then see what happens.
All right, give me other points that you think.
Did the Chiefs have a good defense? Yep.
Yeah.
Did the Eagles have a good defense?
Yeah.
Yep. Did the Browns have a good defense? A year before? Yeah. Were they okay last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were okay. They weren't good enough to...
No, but when you're out on the field the entire game and your offense can't get past 20 points, you know, what do you really expect? I mean, how much can you really expect out of your defense when they're on the field the entire game? It just feels that way. I don't know the exact numbers in front of me. Time of possession for the entire season. I mean, there has to be fixes that we can learn from these schools. From these other teams, not schools, that can make the Browns better. And I don't know if it's obviously drafting better has got to be point one for the Browns. They can't miss this draft.
There's no question about that. And that's, you know, that's part of the reason, Andy, they are where they are right now. Take a look at the drafts the last 5 years. They weren't stellar. I mean, the cupboard is the cupboard has plenty of space in it.
Yeah. Oh, the Eagles.
How's that?
Yeah, and the Eagles landed their picks. I mean, they did a nice job, and they've got, you know, they've reaped the benefits with guys like Lane Johnson, right? That they've been able to, you know, draft these guys and make them work, and just smart, like smart draft picks. I don't know. Are we hoping that you know Andrew learned something along the way here, especially in Philly, and that maybe that will finally...
Well, if he had learned something in Philly, we'd have seen it already, huh? Sorry.
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I want to argue with you, but I can't.
And he came back from Philly, and he's been drafting ever since.
That's a good point.
How's that worked?
Not so good. Mike's in Stowe. Mike, what did we learn?
Hello, Michael.
One for 27. That's what it is. All-pro draft picks from Andrew Berry. One out of his 27 picks in his 5 years has made it as an all-pro status. That's it. So here's the problem. You can't bring that back. And the reason where they were, and I know they were a little impatient, but they're even worse than we are as far as their impatience, you know, Philadelphia fans. But,
yeah,
you know, in four years, that guy has been to the Super Bowl twice. He's been to the playoffs four times. I'm sorry. Yeah. And don't even make comparisons about our and them. The reason they were so deep in both their lines, and we are nowhere near that.
I agree. I just think there is patience. There's a patience factor here. But you're right. If you keep missing on these draft picks, you're in trouble.
The Browns have tried to be deep on their lines, right?
Yeah, they have.
In fairness, they misjudged the ability of the offensive linemen to heal up. Because I think they thought they'd be ready for the start of the season. And they've added a lot of defensive linemen through free agency. And then they drafted Mike Hall. You know, they have tried. They haven't just hit home runs.
Mike Hall with the pass. And that's what I was saying before about Andrew Berry. You want to learn from this, the Philadelphia Eagles. They got their line through, not free agency, through mostly draft picks.
Yeah.
And same with their defensive backs. You know, they drafted a quarterback this year, and he intercepted a pass in the Super Bowl and returned it. He's probably a first team All Pro next year, and that's why we can't keep allowing this guy to go to the. I know it's going to stink, but he's going to go one more. This is it, though. This is his last year. He's done after here.
He's done after here if it doesn't work.
It ain't going to work, Jeff. There's not enough fixing on it. I don't care what you say. You know, it just isn't.
Well, I haven't said anything. What we have said, Mike, is the same thing you've said. If he doesn't get it done this year, they're not going to be here next year, the following season.
You talk about going for the quarterback at two, I know you're kind of on the fence, go figure, but that is not the way to go about it. It isn't. We've got to build from the inside out, and this is exactly what Philadelphia did. You know, and you're right about a quarterback, though. I'll agree with you, Jeff, on that. We don't have to have a Mahomes.
So wait, are you on the fence with Jeff or not? I'm a little confused. I think you're 100% right. You're right about the line. Like, there's no question. We do have to build from the inside. And that's why I'm not thrilled with the thought of drafting a quarterback at two. And this is where it all starts.
Cart ahead of the horse. I just don't like it. Especially with the smaller frame guy that I don't, you know, if it was Josh Allen coming in here, all right, you're going to take a couple years of beat up and we're going to get it right for you. You know, 6'5", 235-pound guy, that's a whole different story.
No, we hear you. Mike, thank you. Hey, we got to roll here. Have a good day, my friend. Have a good day. Mike and Stowe checking in. 216-474-0092. Want to hop in on this? Look, what did we learn? And, you know, I talked about a little bit about what Philly did here to kind of get to where they're at. What can the Browns actually learn to become a better franchise, a better team in a copycat league from the Super Bowl? And, you know, you can say, where does it start? Well, it's going to start when they hit the podium, I think, again here with that second pick in the draft coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just kind of looking back at the Super Bowl and how a champion was born when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles, and you know, getting your input on what the Browns could actually learn from the Eagles or any of the teams that made it to the Final Four in the NFL. Want to hop in? 216-474-0092. Chris Rose is going to join us a little bit later in the show. So we got all kinds of things coming up. Jeff, the other part of, and I guess I didn't dig into it a little bit deeper in the first segment, was, you know, it's hard not to look at Philadelphia's, you know, starting 22 and not see the ones and the twos and maybe even a dotted in a third or fourth round pick in there too that start for the Eagles. I mean,
that's the idea.
I mean, Devonta Smith, first rounder. You know, Landon Dickerson, second rounder. Cam Jurgens, second rounder. Lane Johnson, first rounder. Dallas Goedert, second rounder, right? And just like Jalen Hurts, second rounder. And that's just the offense. That's just the offense.
That's the idea, Andy.
So, I mean, if you really want to win a championship, I think that's the formula that plays out. And I just don't know how long you can expect to succeed in the league when you don't. And then the other part of it is, and this is what I did say in the first segment, was that they're able to hop in on these guys early and trying to do contract extensions and making sure they're going to stay for a long time. They hit home runs in the draft. That's how you win. So,
well, you build your roster with draft picks because they're not that. A, you're supposed to hit them. B, you don't have to pay them huge money right away. I mean, that's a big deal. And then you supplement through free agency where you can spend the money.
They have 4 first rounders on defense at start. 4.
No, that's the idea. Right?
2 second rounders and what do they have? 1/3, 1/4. And then a couple of, you know, Reed Blankenship. You know, and
Browns have at least 3 on defense at start, first rounders. Miles, Denzel, Greg Newsom.
Okay. I'm talking about 22. I'm not talking about, you know, you look at this.
Well, you said they had 4 first rounders on defense.
Right, but I'm also, but back it out
Browns
on the
are
other
there.
Stuff.
You got a couple of second rounders. J.O.K., Mike Hall.
Okay, well, they have a trophy and we don't. That's all I'm
saying. I know, but I'm just saying. I was just adding a fact to your thought.
Well, thank you.
And you had a fact on your thought, so I added the Browns fact to the thought.
So we're like making a big cheeseburger here.
I mean, they actually do have some guys, but they've not drafted well. That's real clear. This regime has not drafted well.
All right. Any other thoughts here before I take a couple more phone calls? Because I know the phone lines they're packed right now. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. What can the Browns learn from the Eagles or any of the teams that made the Final Four? Any other points?
I think the Eagles just went basic football. You know, their offensive line was healthy and huge and good. Their defensive line, good. I mean, that's basic football, is it not? And then what did they do? They went out and they brought in the guy who turned out to be the top running back in the league this year to make sure you could run the ball well. And along with that, you mentioned Devontae Smith. Well, they brought in A.J. Brown. I think I've said this for a number of years. The Browns lack in skill position talent. And I've caught, you know, I've caught grief from numerous, you know, for calls for years for people talking on the show or guests. I don't think they have enough skill position talent. So they need.
You probably said that for almost 9-10 years.
They need more. They need better offensive line play, which they had in the past. You know, injuries decimated things. They have a big decision to make there. Is it roll the dice that these guys are going to be healthy and stay healthy at their ages with their injury history, or are they going to really tinker with it and try and supplement the offensive line? That said, whatever they decide there, you need another receiver or two. You definitely need a starting running back. You know, my fingers are crossed that Nick Chubb can be part of two running backs on this team. You know, he could be David Montgomery. We need Jahmyr Gibbs. And that's if he's healthy.
Did you see
if you can bring him back.
I don't know. It was a couple days ago. Did you see the Chris Easterling story with Nick, too? That he had talked to him and said.
And would love to be back.
And he wants to come back and he wants to be a Brown.
Well, that's great. But the Browns have to figure out if he can play. I hate to be that blunt about it. Can Nick still play? We don't know the answer to that. I think he can. I hope he can. I think it's more hope than anything else. The dude is left knee? Was destroyed twice.
And he's got a broken foot.
Well, that'll heal. Bones heal.
Tape two aspirins to it?
Well, bones heal.
Oh, okay.
Ligaments and stuff, that's a different story. That leads to knee replacement later in life.
Thank you, Dr. Phelps.
Well, it's just fact.
I know, but you're...
I mean, I hope he can play, and I hope he can play for the Browns. But they have to determine whether he can still play.
Bill is in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
I cheer Monty on for winning, but I've never seen a giant schnauzer, and until I do, Monty is a fake dog.
That's there it is.
Monty is big, man.
Mutant. The mutant dog, Bill.
Mutant dog. I'm with you, Jeff. The only way I can respond to what you're bringing up, which is a great subject, is being able to look at the Chiefs in a realistic manner. Mm-hmm. I was listening to some of the feedback on Kansas City channels yesterday. I think Mahomes dropped back 46 times and was pressured 25. He was sacked 6. The offensive line has been decimated. It's dysfunctional. They can't run the ball. And so at some level, if you're going to get a quarterback, and Mahomes is as good as you get, you have to have a solid offensive line. The Chiefs have drafted poorly for offensive linemen, and they've also paid people way too much to come there that have not worked out. So, and if you don't have a very good offensive line and your offense can't do very well, your defense is going to be on the field way too much. So that's where the Chiefs are right now, is that they're really copper. They need at least three people on the offensive line, and they're trying to figure out how to get it, especially since they draft lower in the draft. The Eagles, you just have to give it to them. They just had outstanding talent. The three teams that the two teams that I see having the most talent is the Ravens and the Eagles. But, yeah, going forward, it's going to be tough. Hey, you guys, have a great day.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate your input. Let's go to Jim in Strongsville. He's been waiting on hold since yesterday. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not going to shed any tears for Kansas City fans. So
no. No, they've enjoyed two parades.
Yeah. Listen.
Well, three.
Like, I'm glad you guys brought it up. Like, look, you can build a team any number of ways. You can say, oh, look how the Eagles built their team. You have to hit on draft picks. You have to successfully draft, and we haven't done it. And I don't care what your plan is, whether you're going to focus on defense or the lines or the trench. If you're not drafting well, you're just not going to do it. And you guys had said earlier, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, something about patience and Philly.
Well, no, I'm just saying that's what the point was. It was a CBS story that just said one of the reasons that they had success, too, was that they were willing to wait it out a little bit here. But, I mean, they've had success along the way. So I think in Philly, that is one of the keys to what Philly was able to. I'm not saying that's what it is but I'm just saying that one of the reasons they were able to get to Sunday and do what they were able to do was they did have a little bit of patience. They did. I mean, if they didn't, Sirianni would have got fired.
Yeah, here's the biggest problem. It's like you got hit on the quarterback. Look, everything else that went on in Washington, ask Meredith. Like, if that kid's not the superstar that he was, it's a blip on the map. So it comes. That's a quarterback. So here's my point. Like, I don't expect these guys to all of a sudden in their sixth draft to start drafting like superstars. I mean, we got 5 years of tape, quote unquote tape on our front office. I think it would be idiotic to expect them to all of a sudden get it right. And Andy, that's why I'm pushing for a quarterback. And listen to this.
I don't know that I'll agree with you. Go ahead.
Here's my new framing on this. This is the very best time to take a quarterback. And the reason why at two. And the reason why I don't have high expectations for next year. No matter what they do, it's going to kind of be a tough year. I mean, maybe you catch lightning in the bottle. It's probably going to be a tough year. At least if you draft a quarterback, either the kid hits and you're like, you have a successful year and you're surprised and you're happy about that, or the kid fails, these guys get fired, new guys come in, and we start all over in the next year because we got a whole new front office. We're probably going to draft a new quarterback. Next year to me is like almost like a lost year to begin with. Give me a quarterback and let me have some hope, because you know what? One way or another, either we're going to be successful or they're going to end up resetting the deck. And I might as well, why don't we go out with a bang, man? Shoot your shot.
And Jim, here's the thing. Let's just say they like a quarterback and they take him at two, and he shows real promise. That might save both of their jobs.
And it makes me happy. That's just an entertainment product. I want to be entertained. Entertain me.
Jim, I'm going to bring in a free agent quarterback that's going to entertain you better, and we're going to draft a quarterback a little bit later, and so we don't have to have the pressure.
We're not bringing in a free agent.
Throwing it. I mean, the pressure is way less, I think, for a lineman. For a line, no one's sitting here going, "Oh man, did you see that left tackle drop that pass?" The only time we notice left tackles is when they absolutely get railroaded by the defensive end, or they have a holding call. We don't judge. We don't judge offensive or defensive linemen the same way we judge quarterbacks. We just don't. And we have way more patience for those guys when they're a first-round pick.
And the organization signed, can they just hire Winston, put him in the PR department? And I mean, dude, I'd be happy with that. Just put that guy out there every day of every week.
There's your entertainment.
That would be your entertainment. Mm-hmm. Does he have to be on the field?
He could do some weird stuff out there. Why not?
Goodbye, Jim. Thank you. Have a good day. Jim always bringing a little levity to the show. All right, so maybe, Jeff, what we need to do is our daily routine here. We got to go through the ritual.
Not daily. There aren't enough of them, but close to daily.
Well, I mean, there are enough guys out there that we could kick this thing. And again, Jeff, can you please give the public service announcement before we get into this next segment? Please give the public service.
We are not advocating for the quarterback we're going to talk about. What we're doing is presenting options and information. So do not think that this is the quarterback that I want to bring in. Although actually this one, there's a scenario where I want him.
We'll find out what that is. We're going to find ourselves a quarterback next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.